Hi, may I please speak to Catlin? George Catlin, please.
It's Caitlin.
Hi, this is Albert Ramirez, and I'm giving you a call from the Devil Provera hotline on a recorded line. Miss George, would you like me to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Devil Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. And did you already get an attorney to assist you file with the claim?
No.
Okay, great. And part two to that question, ma'am, is are you willing to affirm under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation?
Yes.
You haven't signed documents or nothing like that, right?
Yes.
Okay. And are you filing the claim on your behalf or for a loved one?
On my behalf.
Very well. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And what was your injury after taking Debra Povera for at least 1 year? Can you please specify that?
A brain tumor.
I'm so sorry to hear that, ma'am. And do you know the name of the brain tumor, ma'am?
Yes, I do. Give me one second. It's meningioma.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And when was your diagnosis date? When did you get the bad news about this?
December 15, 2023.
Okay. And what is your birthday, please?
July 8, 7.
July 8, what year?
1997.
1997?
Yes.
July 8. Thank you. July 8, 1997. Perfect. And do you know anyone else who was injured after using Debra Povera contraceptive?
No.
Okay. Okay, now we're going to talk about the specific Debra Povera drug. Did you receive a Debra Povera pill or was it the contraceptive shot?
The shot.
Okay. And did you consume the name brand injectable contraceptive Debra Povera?
Can you kind of like elaborate on that question?
Yeah, was it the name brand, or did you ever switch to the generic form?
The name of it was Pfizer.
Pfizer? Okay, perfect. Okay, so did you ever switch to the generic version, ma'am?
No.
Okay. All right. And within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And when did you start using the Debra Povera?
March 2021.
March 2021. And when did you stop using it?
December 2023.
Okay, so you used it about 2 years or something like that.
Yeah.
Close to 2 years. Okay. And let's see, so that is 2021. So March to March, 12 months, it's 1 year. Okay, so it's 2 years, and then March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. So 2 years in 9 months. Sound about
yeah.
Right? Okay. Okay, well, I'm going to put 3 as because it doesn't let me do like the months or whatever.
Okay.
So I'm going to put 3, round it off, and then your medical records should be able to dictate the specific anything else, okay? Okay, so we could confirm that you used Debra Povera after January 1st, 1992, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Next, we've already said you have a meningioma brain tumor, and I'm sorry to hear that. How are you feeling today? How's your health doing?
It was removed. I'm fine.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. Okay. My next question, HIPAA purposes, is can you please confirm your identity for me, your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Okay, thank you. And next I have, okay, so I have Catelyn George. Is that first name, last name, or which?
Caitlin George.
Caitlin, can you please spell that for me?
Katelin.
Katelin. Perfect. And Miss George, do you have a middle name that you go by, or is it just Caitlin George?
Nope, it's just Caitlin George.
Awesome. Okay. May you please share your social security number?
326 94
Well, pause real quick. I got 326, and then you cut off.
946754.
2754.
326-94-6754.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Let me repeat that. I have 326-94-6754. Does that sound right?
I can't. Can you say it one more time?
Of course. 326-94-6754.
Correct.
Okay. And we have your email address of caitlin.george51@gmail.com. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. I have your phone number of 773-406-2484. Is that your cell number? Is that a house number? What is that? Okay, thanks. May I please have your full address?
6536 South King Drive. Apartment 6C.
Is that Chicago?
Yes, Chicago, Illinois, 60637.
Okay, and that is apartment what?
6C, C as in cat.
6C. All right, thanks. Okay, so that's 6536 South King Drive, apartment 66C, okay? 60637. Okay, next question is, was Depo Provera administered by your doctor, a medical staff, or by yourself?
I got it.
Your OBGYN?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so we said we took that for 2 years. Let's see. 3131. Okay, so you took the shot every 3 months, and you took that for 2 years and 9 months. So that's 8, 9, 10. Would you say you took that 10 or 11 times, the shot?
Let me say 11.
11? Okay. Okay. And what is the name of the doctor? Who was your OBGYN that administered the depo?
Dr. Don McGee.
Okay. Out of what city?
Chicago, Illinois.
Dr. Don McGee, Chicago, Illinois.
You saying like the hospital or the where he's located?
First, how many? Oh, is it Don M. McGee, medical doctor?
Oh, McGee.
Can you spell that, please?
D-A-W-N.
D-A-W.
N. M-C-G-E-E.
Okay, I think I got this wrong. My apologies. Dr. Don, and that's D-A-W-N?
Yes.
And then McGee, is it M-C-G-E-E?
Yes.
obstetrician gynecologist in Chicago, Illinois at 30 North Michigan?
Yes.
All right. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
The, it says Northwestern Memorial Hospital.
I'll pull that up next, okay? I definitely need that. So name of the facility. Go ahead and give me the name of the facility, please.
Northwestern Memorial Hospital.
Northwestern Memorial Hospital.
Yes.
Is that at 251 East Huron Street?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I have a phone number for them of 312-926-2000. Does that sound correct?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, perfect. Next, was Dr. McGee also the prescribing doctor?
Basically, who I was diagnosed?
No, that's later. Who prescribed you? Who said, hey, it's a good idea for you to be on this contraceptive pill? Who prescribed that to you? Who was your doctor? Was it most likely your OBGYN?
OBGYN.
Yeah.
The same person.
Okay. That's what I thought. Thank you.
Okay. I want to make sure the doctor's mixed up.
It's okay. No, hey, that's why I'm here to help you out, decipher this, because you know what? It's not easy to do this, and not everybody feels like doing this. So guess what? That's why I'm here to help you out, okay? I got your back.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. And I'm doing some copying and pasting on my end over here, okay? So don't mind the silence. Thank God for computer and good old copy and paste. Mm-hmm. All right, hon. Next, I need to know, where did you get your prescriptions filled? Where would you go to the pharmacy? Walmart, Walgreens, CVS? Where'd you go?
I believe I went to Walgreens.
What city?
Chicago, Illinois.
Okay. Walgreens, Chicago, Illinois.
I can't really remember which one.
Well, we have 2440 West North, 316 West Cermak, 151 North State Street. I have more locations. Do you remember what street it was off?
No,
Clark, no.
Remember.
Okay, because I have 641 North Clark, 757 North Michigan.
It might have been North Clark.
Okay. Typically, it's usually a pharmacy right by your house or right by the facility. Does that one sound right?
Yeah, because around that, up towards down, for sure.
Okay, all right. So I'll put that 641 North Clark Street. The good thing is that even if they got to get records from Walgreens, even if it's not the specific one, they should be able to find you, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the goal.
Oh,
do you have a prescription bottle there, or you want me to just go with that one?
No, I actually lost it in a fire like a year ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm having a really rough time. But I'm okay.
Okay, let me go to the next question. What was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, an MRI, or both?
Blood test, CT scan, MRI, and a biopsy.
Okay, so let me put that down here under medical notes. Medical notes, so biopsy. And then what else after biopsy?
MRI, CAT scan, and a blood test.
Okay, thank you. All right, I'm going to go back up here. Okay, so who was your diagnosing doctor? Who gave you the bad news? You know, who said that you had meningioma?
Dr. Richard Fessler.
Give me a sec. Dr. Richard what?
Fessler, F-E-S-S-L-E-R.
F or S?
F as in fly.
F-L. No? Go ahead, spell again.
F-E-S-S-L-E-R.
Okay, Dr. Fuster, neurosurgeon. Is he out of Michigan?
I'm not sure about that.
Well, where did you get treated? Was it in Chicago?
Yes, it was in Chicago. I got treated at Rush University.
Rush Hospital?
Yes.
Man, you're doing good. Thank you so much. I found it. Richard G. Fessler, MD.
Yes. It was actually two doctors. And Dr. Kenneth Carson.
Okay, we'll put that. Let me add that later under the notes.
Okay.
So there was two diagnosing doctors?
One of them did my surgery and the other one did my test and therapy.
Okay, so then, yeah. So, see, I'm going to ask you for your medical treatment doctor. That is Fessler also, or that's another one?
Okay.
Who was the diagnosing? Fessler, right?
Yes.
And then the one that treated you was a different doctor, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, we'll get to that one next. First, let me get the address to Richard Fessler. Is he at 1520 West Harrison Street, 6th floor?
Yes.
All right. And what is the name of that facility?
Rush University Medical Center.
Okay. In his clinical area, spine and back care, neurosurgery services, specialty, neurological surgery.
Yes, yeah, he's a neurosurgeon.
Doing the Lord's work, he is. It's pretty amazing what they do. I'm so happy that you got your surgery done.
It's a blessing, a real blessing.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. Okay, ma'am. Next question is, did you ever have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And next is, let's see, medical treatment. Did you ever receive radiation treatment prior to your meningioma diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And you said that the type of treatment that you received for meningioma was it radiation? Was it chemotherapy, immunization?
Chromatography surgery and radiation therapy.
Okay, what was that first word, hon?
I can't see it. My
chronosomic?
Chronotomy surgery.
Can you spell it? You see if I can find it?
C as in cat.
Uh-huh.
R A N I O T O
Oh, craniotomy.
I did it halfway.
Got it. Okay. So craniotomy. And then did you ever go through any type of therapy? Like radiation? Okay. How about chemo?
No.
Okay. All right. Now you could please share who was the treating doctor? Who's the one that treated you with the craniotomy, radiation, all that? Who was that doctor?
I can't even think of the name.
Is this something that you could pull up on your telephone?
No. Can I? Like, how would I be?
Like any type of records you may have somewhere, something that may trigger you. Like, okay, well, it was at this place. And then
okay,
we'll
ask me who was the person who did my therapy, right?
Yep. Who treated you? Your treating doctor name and the treating facility name and their address as well.
That was Dr. Kenneth Carson.
Okay. What city?
Chicago, Illinois.
Okay. Dr. Kenneth Carson, Chicago, Illinois.
Yes, he's a hematologist.
Does he work for Northwestern Medicine?
No, Rush University.
Okay. Kenneth R. Carson?
I don't know if it's R, but it's Dr. Kenneth Carson.
Okay, and then we said that he is out of Rush University Medical Center. Here we go. Boom. It has Kenneth Carson, MD, PhD, out of the professional building of 1725 West Harrison Street.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good stuff. And that is also out of the Rush University Medical Group, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Same address? Right? 1520, or do I put the 1725 West Harrison?
I believe it was on Congress.
Because I don't have an address of that address for Rush University Medical Group.
Okay, the address is 1653 West Congress Parkway.
Let's see. And that's for Rush? That's for Rush University?
Yes.
Let me see if I could pull that up. Rush University Medical Group address. Gotcha. Rush University Medical Center at 1653 West Congress?
Yes.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Previously, Dr. Fessler, is he also at Congress, or is he at the West, at the Harrison?
He's there as well.
So the same address of 1653 West Congress?
They both are at the same thing.
Okay. All right. See, we are improving our search. Good job. So we just now updated the address for Dr. Fessler with 1653 West Congress. And then the phone number there is different also, so I'll copy that, get that going. And that's Kenneth Carson. Okay. Beautiful. Okay. Next section is family history. Do you have a family history of meningioma?
No.
Okay. And were you hospitalized for the meningioma when you went through your treatment?
Was I had to stay in the hospital?
Right. Did you have to stay there at all? No? Okay. And medical records. Do you have medical records showing a meningioma diagnosis, or will you be able to assist the attorneys to get those?
I will be able to assist the attorney. I don't have a they can get to the hospital if they can.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you'll be signing the contract. It'll have your actual retainer that has the HIPAA release forms for them to request those, okay? Yeah. And also, next question is, do you have access to your MyChart login?
No.
No? Okay. All right. Next, in regards to an emergency contact, it's for people that want to give us an emergency contact. We found it that it's useful in case we can't get a hold of you for a period of time because it'll help prevent a disruption in your case. Do you want to share an emergency contact or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, next what I need to do is I need to go through my quick law firm requirements just to make sure we don't have any mistakes. I'd hate for us to redo this, any section of it. So what we're going to do is verify, confirm a couple of items. Number one, we need to confirm that you don't have representation from an attorney.
No.
Okay, and we did confirm that you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera as a contraceptive.
Yes.
Okay. We also confirm that you use the injection for 1 year or more.
Yes.
And that's equivalent to 4 shots once every 3 months. And we also confirm that you use the brand name Depo-Provera by Pfizer, did not switch to generic form. We also confirm you started taking Depo-Provera after 1992. And you are within the statutation of limits for yourself. And we did confirm that you want to participate in the lawsuit, Depo-Provera lawsuit. And we're going to check your spelling and personal information right now. So let me go ahead and start with that. I have your birthday. 07/08/1997, diagnosis date December 15, 2023, and that is for Miss Caitlin George, 326-94-6754, caitlin.george51@gmail.com, 773-406-2484, 6536 South King Drive, apartment 6C, Chicago, Illinois, USA. And everything else we have from the web, you've confirmed the doctors, and Kenneth Carson was your treating doctor, Fessler was your diagnosing, McGee was your prescribing doctor, and administered. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and text and email you the retainer. Please do me a favor and go to your text or email so you could receive my DocuSign. And I think I just heard you get it.
I think I can get the documents for you guys. But it'll take like a little time. It won't be too long, though.
No, don't worry about that. The attorneys are going to contact you within like 48 hours, and then you guys will be working on the game plan together. Okay.
So, okay.
Don't stress on that right now. but just keep an eye out for their phone call.
Okay, you want me signing?
Yeah, go ahead and please sign that. I need you to do that before I could go ahead and end the call.
I'm done.
Okay, let me go ahead and refresh my screen. Go to completed. Beautiful. You are all done. Do you have any questions for me before we hang up?
No, done. I feel like you did exactly what I needed you to do.
Well, good thing. I'm glad that we took care of this. I mean, let's see how fast you knocked it out. 30 minutes. Good job. That's nice. I like that. You got it out the way. You got the rest of your dating. What's that?
I thought we was going to be on here a little bit longer.
No, we breezed right through it. Thank God for Google.
Yep.
Okay, but no, you knew all the info. It was just easy for me to find it, so good job. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, that's it. That concludes my call.
So now,
I wish you the best of luck. Just wait to hear back from them. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. That's
see
it.
You. Good night.
Okay. And by the way, if you have any friends, family, anybody that could use my help, please send them my way.
Okay, I will.
Okay? All right. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.